three to let him get hit again with a 16-point lead. You're going to have fourth down probably no matter what. So question, you know, the security of your quarterback moving forward, putting him at risk up 16 points with very little time left. But nonetheless, he is your biggest playmaker, and if he's able to make something happen, they could have closed out this game with a few kneels. Nonetheless, fourth down and 7. Cass City going to try to find a way to get it first down so the Lakers never touches the ball again in this fourth quarter.
Two-possession ball game. Cuthrell hands it off right up the middle. Luke Stern has room to run at the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Cass City, with 2:11 left in the fourth quarter. Luke Stern rumbles into the end zone once again, this time on the ground. And it goes on to a three-possession game, if not more. It's now Cass City 34, Lakers 12 with 2:10 left in the fourth.
The nail in the coffin for Lakers, Clark, as a very slow-developing misdirection play as Santa Cuthrell sells the run to Jared Nagel, but very carefully and delayed comes Luke Stern around the right side, and Santa Cuthrell hands it off to him, and there is nobody there. And Stern shows off some of that speed as he hits the right sideline and goes untouched into the end zone for another touchdown for Cass City.
It's now a 22-point game, and the two-point conversion goes right up the gut, and he's in. The two-point conversion is good as it's a carry right up the middle for Alex Perry. It's now 36 for Cass City, 12 for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. 2:10 left in the fourth quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting this same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $399. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 100 variations of a bolt action rifle that is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake. It's only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, October 6th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leupold. And Randy's Hunting Center sells fishing and hunting licenses. Check out the website, randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Ten left in the fourth, and it's now wide open, a 24-point ball game as Cass City's Luke Stern with a 26-yard run in for the score, and the kickoff after that goes out of bounds. There'll be a legal procedure, and this will have the Lakers start their drive at the 35-yard line, trailing by three possessions. And by three possessions, we mean the three touchdowns and 3 2-point conversions in 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Yeah, that would take a borderline miracle, Clark, but I like the decision by the special teams of Cass City. You've won the battle all game long. Don't give them an opportunity to do some kind of reverse or trick play and take one quick one to the house on special teams. Kick it out of bounds. Give them the 40-yard line.
Yeah.
Give them the 40-yard line and see if they can't score from 60 yards out on your defense that has played superb in the second half.
In the fourth quarter, just over 2 minutes left, 36-12. Cass City leads by 24 points over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, trying to stop a 9-game losing streak against the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Goes all the way back to 2010. It's a pitch to number 8 for Lakers, Sam Gasta, and this one goes nowhere fast. It's a loss of 2 on the play, back to a loss of a yard to the play, to back to the 39-yard line. Second down, 11, less than 2 to play.
Yeah, Gasta, a senior. Nice that Coach Verg gets him in the game for an opportunity to carry the football a couple times. Looks like James Dubes has taken over the quarterback role here as well for Lakers.
James Dubes, a senior on this team, acting halfback, running back, whatever you'd like to call it in this double wing offense. Minute 35 left in the fourth. 36-12, 24-point lead for Cass City. Would improve to 3-1 on the season. Dubes gets the pitch, and it's another handoff out to about the 42-yard line, bound to that pile. would be number 34. Excuse me.
Yeah, you are right. That's Brady Rosenthal.
34, Brady Rosenthal on the carry. A minute 10 left now. Lakers in no hurry. Hank Jennings on the tackle. Third down, 7 to go for the Lakers.
Clock rolls just under a minute now left in the game. Another carry or two, and this game will be over.
This would give a sizable advantage for the Kansas City Redhawks in the Greater Thumb West race. And the first win for the Kansas City Redhawks in 10 tries over the Elkton Pigeon Bay 4 Lakers. 40 seconds left in regulation. Lakers at the line. Double wing offense. Fumble on it. James Dubes keeps it for himself, going around the right side, and he is tackled in the backfield, fittingly, by number 33, Noah Zaleski. That's how the whole night has gone for the Lakers. Back at the 37-yard line, it looks like we have an injured player out there for Lakers, and that does appear to be James Dubes. You know, it looks like a lower body injury. The crew out there from Sure, Eli Caban, as well as Dr. Scott Ryder. seconds left, as looks like the baby powder has come out from the Kansas City student section down on the track.
Now it's definitely a whiteout over there, Clark. They've been waiting to do that for a lot of years. James Dubes trying to save this last play, Clark, as he picks up the loose ball and rolls to the right side. And a pretty good tackle there in the open space by Noah Zaleski, able to kind of grab those shoes, those ankles, and trip them up and spin them to the ground. Hopefully it's nothing serious, more than just a twisted ankle of some kind, but he's still down on the ground, getting checked out by the our medics here at Cass City.
And they're still working out there. Out there does not seem to be life-threatening by any means. Working on his lower right leg. He's now up, and they're going to say run the clock, and this one is over. Both teams lining up, and the Kansas City Redhawks victorious over the Elkton Pigeon Bay 4 Lakers for the first time since October 15th, 2010, when they won 46-6. This one 36-12. The Kansas City Redhawks now in the driver's seat of the Greater Thumb West race, as they take out the Lakers 36-12 in commanding fashion in week number 4.
Good to note that James Dubes did hop up after they started the clock, and he didn't hobble over. And good sport that he is, hops in line and shake hands with Cass City. And a big win for the home team, for the Redhawks, as they continue to take a leg up on the Western Conference.
Final score from week number 4, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers fall to Cass City in Cass City, as now the player, this the fans are on the field as the clock hits 0, as well as the band. All over the place here in the Kansas City Redhawks. Victorious 36-12 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, now improved to 3-1 on the season, 2-0 in the Greater Thumb West. Lakers 1-1 in the West and 3-1 on the season. You're listening to the WNLW Sports Network. We'll return in just a short moment with your final score, 36-12. Cassidy beating the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Pandemonium from Cassidy, Michigan, right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
When you need hardware, hand, or basic power tools, yard, garden, and barn tools, feed, seed, and supplies for birds, livestock, or pets, head for the Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store. It's like a general store for farmers, gardeners, homeowners, even wildlife enthusiasts. Whenever you visit, be sure to check for in-store specials. They keep convenience lumber on hand, as well as some emergency items such as power generators and sump pumps. Hours are 8 to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 to 1 p.m. Saturday. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store, corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road, says Go Redhawks! Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and Mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.